gentlemen, welcome to The Thigh Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Thigh.
What's going on, world? It's your girl. I am Sai, and I'm live in the set, broadcasting from Miami, Florida. And I have something sexy and tantalizing for my ladies today, and some knowledge for my men we want to share with you. Today, I have Jay Maureen. You may not know his name yet, however, you will soon. Jay Maureen has come from humble beginnings, and he has become a household name. He has been in many fashion shows, music videos, such as Drew Hill's 2010 hit, Love MD, in which he plays the leading male. He has appeared on The Game, Meet the Brown, and The Real Housewives of Atlanta, baby. That's right. Today, live, I have Jay Maureen. Please give a warm Thigh Effect welcome.
Hey.
Yo.
What's going on, baby?
Man, what's up? I'm out here in the A, you know, trying to make it do what I make it do, you know.
No doubt. I'm telling you, if I could whistle right now, I would be whistling because your pictures, you are hot. I mean, I had a dream. I had a six pack last night because I was looking at your pictures.
Oh yeah. So you mean to tell me you don't know how to whistle?
I didn't give you a hum, like one of them good times Florida Evans hums.
That's what I was about to say. Hey, I take a nice snap applause. I take any kind of compliment you want, any way you want to give it out, I'll take it.
Well, let me tell you, baby, you got it. And thank you for coming on my show. I so much appreciate it. Tell us about your name, Jay Maureen.
For those who don't know, Jay Maureen is basically, the J stands for my first name, James, which is my government name. But the name that I go by is Jamie. I'm named after my father and his father as well. I'm the third. So... I guess Mom Dukes, she wanted to distinguish the difference between, you know, instead of saying James and both of us come running to the kitchen or something like that.
She
go ahead and gave me the nickname Jamie, and I've been going with that since I can remember. All my friends, all my family, you know, I'm known by Jamie, but as far as the Jay Maureen name itself, it's more so for the purpose of a brand. I didn't want Jamie to be, you know, the name of who I am as far as the industry name, because, you know, you need to have something that sticks out, something that's unique in its own way. So Maureen is my last name. And, you know, when I came up with the website, when I was putting the website together, I had to have a domain name. So I was just like Jay Maureen. And when I start, you know, doing my little – let me start over. Whenever it comes down to setting up your future, I was sitting down, you know, practicing my little autograph thing or whatever you want to call it. So I just trying to be creative with it, and then I was just seeing that as a logo or something like that. So that's really how I just came up with Jay Maureen.
Well, baby, the name is sexy just as you are. So good job. Good job with the name. Good job with the name.
Thanks.
Now, you are a model / actor. Now, how did you get into this field? What made you chose to go down this road to modeling acting?
Well, to be honest with you, I never really had an interest in the modeling side of things. Slightly on the acting, really on the modeling side, I've never been, and to this day, I mean, I'm still called by different females, or, you know, it might be one of my homeboys, just, you know, a big swole gym head, muscle head dude, just talking about, you just a pretty butt, da 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 da, because I guess the good looks or whatever. But I've never been that kind of a person that was always in the mirror or trying to be, you know, the best dressed, anything like that. I've always been on the field, you know, playing football, basketball, running track, you know, being on the athletic side of things. So I always have, I always had a vision of myself being, I mean, if you want to consider acting or spotlight, just being on the football field. That was my dream and my passion up until
You weren't used to being pretty. You was used to being sweaty and dirty and just knocking people out on the football field. So this wasn't your passion.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say being pretty because, you know, I don't call it pretty, but, you know, I mean, I take handsome.
But anyway,
when it comes down to, you know, like I said, coming into it, it was more so about sports for me at first. And the turning point, I was in college. I was a residence assistant at the school that I went to. And a good friend, her name is Amanda Brown, nicknamed Mandy Jo. She was into the modeling thing at first. And she approached me one day saying that she's getting ready to, you know, not drop out of school, but school wasn't for her at the time. So, you know, she had other things going on, and she was more so focused in that avenue of the industry. So she recommended, you know, you have a good look, you know, your body's up to par, you should definitely come check it out. And I told her off the rip, I said, you know, I'm not really interested in that. You know, that ain't my lane. I'm into sports, you know, whoop-de-whoop. And she just kept on telling me I should just come check it out because it's not what I think it is. So long story short, I came down to Atlanta. I went to a casting call. And as soon as I went into the door, I saw, you know, a few guys that was doing the runway thing. And then I seen like 20 females up there on the stage. So I was like, oh, okay, this is what it's about. Then, hey, I see what
hey,
it's about. Then. Exactly. So, you know, that wasn't my main interest, but that eased the thought that I had in my head about the whole modeling industry. So once I got there, seeing what it was about, started talking to different people, it then became, you know, something that I enjoyed doing, and, you know, one door led to another, and here we are today.
Well, we got to give a serious shout-out to your girl who got you in the business, Mandy, what's her name? What's her name again? Amanda.
Her name is Amanda Brown, but nicknamed Mandy Jo.
Mandy Jo, girl, woo, thank you.
Stop playing with me over there.
Man, I'm not playing. I'm dead serious. I'm getting ready to come through the phone and stroke your body real quick, for real.
we might have some listeners that don't need to be hearing that kind of language it's kind of early. That might need to be for your midnight show or something like that, you know.
Well, okay, but you know the nighttime is the right time. It's 7:30. You know, it's dark.
Well, hey, I digress then. Go ahead and do what you do. I digress. Go ahead.
Well, in the series, you know, you've been modeling and acting. How long have you been in the industry?
It all started out with MySpace. Whenever MySpace was, I guess you want to say MySpace was the thing back then, about 4 or 5 years ago. I got with this one company. They seen a few of my little pictures, and they said, you have a nice look. We would like to introduce you to a calendar, and if, you know, you had the right look, then, you know, we'll welcome you on board or whatnot. And that was in 07, 08, somewhere in there when I first did attempted to do the modeling thing with the calendar and stuff like that. So it's been about a good 3 years on a professional level, I would say.
Okay. Now, where are you from, Jamie? Where are you from? Where are you from and where are you residing right now?
Okay. Well, you know, when I say this, now don't start laughing at me now, because every time I say this,
I'm not going to laugh.
Because, I mean, I can't help it. Whenever somebody asks me where I'm from, I always have a slight smile on my face when I say it, so people are already expecting it to be a funny name. So
here it is.
My hometown is called Tallapoosa, Georgia.
Okay,
I'm gonna have to come see somebody when I get to the station. It's all good.
You come from a small city.
Yeah, it's very small. I mean, on a realistic level, it might have now. it might have about 5 to maybe 8 red lights in the actual city of Tallapoosa itself. But Harrelson County,
we still got dirt roads too.
Yeah, we still got some dirt roads. What are you talking about? Dirt roads.
Oh man.
Grass roads, all of that. We got all kinds of roads back there. It's a country.
So y'all was up in there like the Flintstones, with, you know, driving the cars with the feet, no shoes on. And
oh snap! So you trying to come? You see what I'm talking about?
I'm just playing, baby. I'm just playing.
Okay.
But
I mean,
my
feet might be like some Flintstone feet because I'm flat footed. But you know, I mean, everybody
you know
else
what?
They might be cool than us. What's up?
That's quite okay because everything from the ankle up is good. So we don't.
Oh, don't get it twisted now. From the short toe to the big toe, all the way from the top of the toe to the back of the foot, we straight now. We straight from the toe all the way to the half.
Yeah,
we good now.
So
I'm just flat footed. You know, I don't. Go ahead.
Your toes got six pack too.
My toes is in good condition. You heard how I said that is, right? My toes is in good condition. So let's get off the toes. Let's get off the flat feet. Let's get off the Flintstones.
All right.
And let's
get
back to the country
city. No doubt. We're going to get back to this. Now, you're residing in the ATL.
Yeah, I'm in the A right now. Living it up.
You're in the A. Now, tell us what's going on in the A. We know that. Now the game is filming in Atlanta. We know Tyler Perry is filming in Atlanta. And you've had the pleasure on gracing both television shows. Tell us about the game. I know you were on the game this week, the last show. You had a little cameo in it. Tell us what that experience was like for both shows.
Oh, yeah. Definitely big shout-out to the A. We a lot of things are going on in the A. You know, they're opening up a lot of doors for us, undiscovered talent. So, big shout out to them for bringing all the opportunities down here. But my experience first, I start with the first one that I did, which was Meet the Browns, BET, Tyler Perry Network, of course. Basically, I went on set. I mean, the way I am when I go into a setting, whether it's just friends, family, or you know, just work, I'm gonna go in there being myself. I'm always. People see the pictures and they think, you know, this guy's just mean just because I be looking mean, I guess, on the pictures and stuff like that. But when you actually get to know me, as you can see.
There.
You can see, I mean, I ain't going to say I'm a teddy bear. We can say I'm a big black bear. We can say that because the teddy bear is a little soft. You know, we don't got no sock over there, man. You almost made me say the other word that I told you about last night. You remember the other word I told you last night?
We were wilding out last night.
Again, let me digress. Go ahead
and digress because I don't think they're ready for that conversation that we had last night. That's gonna be
we don't need to go there. We might corrupt a lot of minds out here, so we can save that for the next time.
There you go.
But,
we don't want to be completely ignorant right now.
I don't want to do that right now. But as far as being on set, Meet the Browns, it was a great experience. I got there. I went in laughing. I came out laughing. You know, Mr. Brown, I'm not exactly sure the actual name in itself, but
yeah.
Mr. Brown on set and off set, he is hands down one of the funniest men I ever met. I mean, he had everybody on the set in the same kind of mood, which is what you need inside a setting like that. You need everybody to be on the same game page.
Right.
Everyone needs to be, you know, on the same, because we have to do a job. So, I mean, they showed me when I went there, first of all, what being on set was all about, you know, being behind the camera, being so many different takes and, you know, you mess up, you have to start, you know, just learning the whole process on what it's all about. They opened up the door for me to see that, and once I did that, I went back home. I told my mom, I said, hey, it's not as hard as I thought it was. I mean, the opportunity is there, and this is what I want to do. And from then, I mean, it's just been a goal for me to just attempt to get on every possible opportunity that I can as far as with the acting world and, you know, just get in there and learn and get some growth in it and just be able to, you know, use that for myself and pass it along, because a lot of people like myself that just need that door open or just need that mm-hmm. one word of encouragement to go in and
make
it happen.
Important.
So,
now,
so once I did that, sure. Go ahead.
How does Mama Duke feel about your career and what you've done and what you're doing right now?
I mean, she's very supportive. At first, when I got into it, you know, like a mom and a father, both of them, you know, they mm-hmm. everyone that cares about you, they're going to tell you exactly the real deal as an adult, growing into an adult. They're going to tell you exactly what you're going to expect out of a lot of situations. Don't go in, you know, expecting, you know, things to be the way that they appear on TV, stuff like this, because there's a lot of people
mm-hmm.
out here that's not out here for your own good. So they gave me all the, you know, fair warnings and stuff like that, and basically told me to, you know, be careful. And, you know, Mom Dukes, I already know, once I put my mind on something, I'm gonna do it. You know, I mean, if she tells me, which she's told me plenty of times before, son, you got to, you know, you got to do it this way, da, 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 da. And then, you know, I say, well, Ma, you know, I guess I'll find out the hard way. And sure enough, I find out the hard way and come back. Mom, I wish I would have listened, but, you know,
yeah,
I got to do it my way and find out. So she told me all the things that I was going to be going into, and I went into it.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of it, and, you know, she's still there. She told me she's proud of me the other day. I brought home the BAFTA award. So when I brought that home,
wow.
And, you know, a lot of things that I do, whenever I come home, you know, my mom and I, we talk a lot. You know, I can talk
that's
to my mom like I talk
important.
To a best friend. So I tell her about wow. whatever's going on, and she'll, you know, she'll be there to support. And she just tell me her main thing is don't let nothing surprise her.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, if something out there crazy, like if I got a little picture out there where I'm half naked or something, let her know so the church family don't see it and then come back and say something to her, and then she the last one to know.
right, because, you know, once the church family get a hold of it, before Mama them do it, it's a problem, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell on my church, too. I probably don't need to tell on them, but I'm going to tell on them. We, when I first got into it, and that supported me, too. I mean, it's from where mm-hmm. I am, I mean, from where I came from, it's very family-oriented, and that's the way I'm proud to say that, because a lot of people don't have a lot of family support in their system and stuff like that. So
right.
Just very proud of that. But as far as the church, we when I first got into the modeling thing, I did the calendar. And
mm-hmm.
you know, when they get to the part in church where they make the announcements and stuff like that, do the welcome
right.
and the announcement. We
wait
got
a minute,
to the
wait
announcement.
A minute, wait a minute. Wait. They did your sexy calendar in the church announcement?
They didn't. See, it was one of those kind of things where, you know, I was just anxious, and it was just like, hey, you know, I've been telling everybody I got this going on and this and that, and I was just ready to show everybody. So I got up, you know, I said, I got the calendars in, and your boy graced the cover of it. So thanks for all the support, and next thing you know, somebody asked if they could see it. I passed it to one person, and it went around the whole church. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my God. You had the
mm-hmm.
whole church
looking
at all your nakedness on a Sunday.
mm-hmm. But I love my church. I love my family over there. It's all love over there. So.
Damn Jesus. And see, that's support. That's what you're talking about, support. You know, you got the church people. They got the calendars. They stealing money out the basket to buy your calendars. You know, that's what I call support. That's how you do it.
Yeah, hey, they there. As long as they there, I mean, hey, I can't complain.
Now, what do you do to stay in shape, Jamie?
Oh, man, I mean, what don't I do? I mean, basically the gym is pretty much my third home. I would say my second home, but it's my third home. My first home, of course, is with the family, and you know, that's ground zero. That's where, you know, I get a lot of people probably won't understand this, but on a night when I can go home, I mean, on a night when I can go to the club just to party and, you know, have drinks like everybody else do, I would choose that night out of my week to go home and spend time with my best friend and, you know, my family, because that's just how it is, you know. But
right.
when it comes to being in shape, what I do is I go to the gym twice a day sometimes, and I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I see myself, and, you know, this is not, you know.
I'm sorry.
You know, when we are our worst critics. You know, we'll look at ourselves,
yes,
or we'll look at something and see something that other people won't see or ever see or even think about seeing. So I get in the mirror,
right,
and I'll see something that I don't like. Not that I don't like it, but something that can be improved by, you know, adding a little bit more to my workout. So I go and look in the mirror. I use it as my motivation. It's not good
right
enough. Somebody else out here might look better. Go make it happen.
Yeah, because your industry, the industry that you chose, is very competitive. So, I can understand how you can be so consumed with how you're looking constantly. Has that been an issue with you to where, you know, you're competing with other people and you feel that you have to look better or you're not doing this right and you find yourself, you know, beating yourself up about it? Or you just do what you need to do and just go with the flow with it? How do you handle the competitiveness in the industry?
I mean, the way I look at it is the same way I've been looking at a lot of things, a lot of life situations. I mean, what's meant for me is meant for me. You know, I mean, I'm going to stay on top of what I need to do. You know, if nothing else, if I don't have a phone, I'm going to have a gym membership because I need to be in there because that's my product. I'm a product of my own intention, which is, you know, motivating people to stay on top of their fitness and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, it's not necessarily, of course, it's competition. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be fun if it wasn't competition, but I don't look at the competition like I look at it as motivation, to be honest with you. If I see somebody else,
I totally agree
like my boy that was on your show, K.O. Williams, you know, he was on recently.
Yes.
And someone like him, just to give you an example, we met up last year around this time, and I seen him. You know, a lot of people asked, are we brothers because we had the same features and stuff like that. I said, I don't know this dude. You know, he's a little taller than me, and, you know, that's what they expect in the industry. You know, they expect him to be a little bit taller than 6'1", stuff, somewhere in there. And
right,
you know, I looked at him like, okay, I see, you know what I'm saying? I can see that obviously some women might be attracted to him, but that makes it more motivation for me because if they're attracted
right
to him, then hopefully they're attracted to me. And if they ain't attracted to me, then let me go and do what I need to do. So
you finna step it up.
I almost said a few cuss words over there. But
it's
okay.
We don't have a beep button, but we can beep your cuss words with the children giggling. How about that?
Yeah. Well, hey, I just said like this. We got a movement going on right now. It's called Get Addicted Movement, and basically that's what it's all about, being addicted to fitness. So, you know, stay fit and stay on top of, if nothing else, stay on top of your fitness and your health because that's going to make you a better you anyway at the end of the day. So,
well, I'm definitely on that movement.
I also eat some of Mom Duke's home-cooked meals.
Mm.
You know, I go home almost. I ain't going to say yes for that, but it's definitely a plus.
That's one of the main reasons, right?
I pull up at the house in the morning. I'm going to make everybody mad real quick, you know, because Mom Duke's is Mom Duke. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a Mom Dukes, but I don't know if they got the Mom Dukes that I got. So I'm very appreciative. I pull up at the crib from a long hour drive from Atlanta, go in the house, and you'll see on some of my Twitter pics, my Facebook pics and stuff like that, my little mobile upload, it'd be a plate full of pancakes. I love pancakes. So it'd be
snap.
Like 30 pancakes on the plate. I'd take a whole stack, put it on the plate.
Are you serious? You eat that much?
You better ask somebody.
Oh, my Lord. You a real
I put it away.
Boy.
But it's just pancakes. So I can't eat a big plate like that. But breakfast and stuff like that, I can put it away now. If it's Mom Duke's food, I'm eating. Period.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat Mom's food. Especially if you've been away from it for a while. You know, you got to catch up.
Exactly. But,
as far as
staying in shape, she cooks, you know, a lot of healthy meals and stuff like that. So, you know, it's been because of her cooking that, you know, I've been able to stay on top of because I don't cook, you know what I'm saying? I need to cook
or something. Well,
I need somebody
since you don't
to know break it down, you know.
Yeah, since you don't cook, that brings me to the next question. Are you single? And if you are you looking?
Well, I am single. I'm definitely single at the moment.
Right.
As far as looking, I don't look because when you look, you're going to find something that you probably don't really want. You know, I believe in, you know, if it's meant to happen, it'll happen. Right now, my focus is my career, and I'm not trying to, you know, not saying that it can't be done with being in a relationship, you know, but that person has to be on the same level as you, mentally,
right,
physically, so they're not to the point to where they're distracted or where they get, you know, jealous of different things and stuff like that, insecure with themselves. So, I mean, a relationship, it's a lot of energy. And I learned that, you know, growing up, I was with a beautiful woman that's a little older than I am when I first got to the adulthood. What happened?
Now, so you like older women. How much older? How old are you first, and how much older do you like your women?
Oh, man, how much older? Old enough to have everything together that needs to be together. How about that?
Oh, okay. I can respect that. That's a fair answer.
I don't want to give no age limit because, honestly, I don't have one. I mean, it's not too old, because if it's too old, of course I can't be that, but, you know.
But for the Cougars, how old are you? You know they listen.
For the Cougars, how old am I?
Yeah,
I'm a young man.
For all the Cougars listening, how old are you? So let the Cougars know your age.
I'm in my prime right now. I'm 25, young man.
Oh, look at 25.
I'm a young man with an old soul.
They smelling fresh meat right now. You know that, right? Cougars, they can smell a million miles away.
Hey, they can smell all they want to, as long as they ain't trying to bite on the meat, that'd be all right. You know, that'd be all right.
Okay, I think that's another show. We're going to go to the next question.
Hey, you asked for it. That's all on you.
Oh, Lord, I'm turning red over here on the phone.
How you going to be red when you the same complexion as me?
I know. That's not a hard pass. Trust me, it's red right now. Trust me what I say. Now, tell me, what are some things that happened in your life to prepare you for what you're doing right now? Did anything, you know, what have some, like, for instance, you weren't getting any jobs in the beginning, and what things that you've gone through that led you to where you are right now? Now that you're, you know, you're getting your name out there, you're getting to be on some awesome shows, some very popular shows at that. What prepared you for this moment?
Well, honestly, going into any situation, you have to be prepared for, you know, of course, hope and shoot for the best, but expect the worst. And going into the situation, I was told that, you know, the road is not easy. It's not, you know, what it seems like it'll be, so don't expect it to happen overnight. So I went in with that mentality, and just to give you, you know, the honest truth about the situation, you know, being in this business, if you don't have a strong foundation, meaning if you don't have family and friends that can be there for you when you're not able to take care of different things like small bills, big bills, car payments, whatever you have going on.
Right, because it's not lucrative in the beginning. You have to work hard to get the little money that you make.
Exactly, and you know, being the kind of person that I am, I believe, like I said, that when it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. So I told Mom, you know, just to give you an example, she told me from the beginning, you know, it ain't really no guaranteed money in that, and this, you know, basically, you know, doing the things that mothers and fathers, you know, parents do. They try to warn you, try to keep you from putting yourself in a situation that they may have been in before, or that they're trying to prevent you from ever having to go through, you know, because they're out for your best interest. So she told me off jump, you know, it's going to be hard, you know. We might not be able to take care of this for you if you do fall down and can't get back up or whatever the case may be. So, you know, you have to think about those kind of things. And it took for that. You know, I went through it. You know, I had a paid-for car. Whenever I was in college and stuff like that, I got out, I, you know, started smelling my own must, I guess, And, right. You know, I thought I was grown. I had a job. I had money. So I said, you know what? I got a car. I'm going to get another car. So I went and got another car. My parents didn't want to help me because they were, I went balling now. I mean, I was balling on a budget. How about that?
All right. That's fair. Okay. We can roll with balling on the budget. All right.
So they told me, you know, son, we're not going to help you get this vehicle because you need to be satisfied with the vehicle that you have that's paid for that has nothing, absolutely nothing at all wrong with it. So me being hard-headed, I said, I can do it. I'm going to do it with or without y'all. You know, not saying it that way, but that was my attitude. I'm going to do it anyway because I know that I can take care of it myself. So long story short, I went and got the car. And this is just one example, you know, just because there's a lot of people that probably have been through the same situation. Went out and got a car. I was able to take care of the payments, but I was struggling taking care of those payments and not having money to do what I wanted to do because you're talking about $600-$700 for just car plus insurance and stuff like that, and that's just for a car and not having a permanent job. So, you know, $600 might not seem like a lot, but to somebody that don't have nothing coming in on a consistent level then, struggle. So
I know it caught up real quick now.
Yeah, I ended up losing that car and, you know, having to go back to, you know, an older car and stuff like that just to put me back in the perspective. Exactly, just to put me back in the perspective of it ain't about the glitz and the glam. It's about, you know, for one, you know, to take it, it's about being able to be you and not worry about looking like what they expect you to look like or, you know, basically doing it for the pleasure of somebody else. You know, it's about being you. And, you know, what's meant for you to have is meant for you to have. You know, don't go out and do nothing unnecessary when you have what is necessary right in front of you.
I completely agree with you. Now, we have a couple of minutes left, and before we wrap it up, I want to ask you something that, you know, most people like this question. Some don't. I kind of catch a lot of people off guard with it, but tell us something, your fans, your new fans, tell us something that many don't know about you. Just give us a quick glimpse, something, you know, just a quick little secret. Was it something crazy that you do? Do you have some crazy ritual? Tell us that one thing that most don't know about you.
Well, I mean, most, as far as, I just put it this way, as far as the people that may see, the people that don't personally know me, the people that know me as far as Facebook, Twitter, and stuff like that, they know me probably by pictures and stuff like that. So they probably think that, like we discussed earlier, they might think that I might be some kind of a mean guy. I might seem like, you know, like I'm hard and don't have a heart and stuff like that. But the people that will actually get to know me, you know, they'll see that, man, this guy is just goofy, you know what I'm saying? He always laughing, always got somebody laughing, smiling.
Right.
So, you know, I'm on that side of things. And a lot of people, my roots is actually music. And a lot of people that see what I'm doing, you know, they see me doing the modeling and the acting. A lot of people don't even know that I play the keys, that I play the drums, you know, that we all, my whole family, we all sing and play the keys and stuff like that. So
it's a lot of people don't know talented. That.
Yeah, we got a few things going on.
Okay, so we're definitely going to stay on the lookout. Now, before we go, we got 10 minutes left. Before we go, why don't you provide your information so people can connect with you? Give me your Facebook information, your Twitter.
All right, those who want to link up on Twitter, that's I am J Maureen, and that's I AmJMoreen. That's Twitter, you know, at twitter.com. You can do that one, or you can go to Facebook, same thing, facebook.com/or/, whichever one it is. I am J Maureen also on there, so it's I AmJMoreen. That's where they
now
can find me as far as social.
Cool. Now, they want to connect with you. They want you to do some modeling or some acting. They can connect with you through one of those locations, right, your Twitter and your Facebook. Do you have another means of communication to connect with others regarding management or something like that?
Definitely. I actually have a website. and it's jmarine.com. You know, I mean, everything is about J Marine. So long as you put J Marine in Google search like that, you'll be able to
find it, baby.
The YouTube, the MySpace, the Twitter, anything that's out that I've done, you just use my name, J Marine.
Right.
jmarine.com, jmoreen.com. As far as the modeling aspect, modelmayhem.com//jmarine. I mean, that's me. That's who I am. So definitely look
fabulous.
For me. Now,
fabulous.
My contact for booking me and stuff like that, the website is being finished up. They're putting some finishing touches on it now. Those serious inquiries, they can always go to the website. It's a button on the website that says booking. You know, you just click on the booking, and then you can fill out that form, and that'll go directly to the booking, booking@jmarine.com. That'll go to that email. Or you can definitely contact my manager, Carice Peck. Her information is Carice P, which is CARICEP, @yahoo.com. And her direct phone line is 954-464-6119.
And again, if you want to connect or you want J Marine in your video, your movie, or your television show, contact his manager, Carice Peck, at 954-464-6119. Again, J Marine, thank you. Thank you for coming to the Psy Effect and sharing your knowledge, sharing your stories, and I wish you much, much success in the future.
Well, I appreciate it, and definitely be on the lookout. The Get Addicted Movement, we're about to make it happen.
Doubt.
So definitely stay tuned,
doubt.
And we guarantee it will be worth your while.
Thank you, baby. And when you are, whenever you're getting ready to do something else, you are most definitely welcome, especially when you're getting ready to make that first album. You got to get Girl the first track so I can blast it on here.
Word up. I got you. I got you.
All right. All right. Again, this is your girl. I am Psy, and you can catch me every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. That's right. www.blogtalkradio.com, The Psy Effect. All right, you can hit us up right here. Again, thank you to J Marine, my guest for today, and you can reach him on his Twitter link, Facebook. That's going to be up on Blog Talk Radio, the site, in a second. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. We out.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Psy Effect.